Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 281, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 281. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. Father, your Son is perfect. When I think that I am hurt in any way, it is because I have forgotten who I am and that I am as you created me. Your thoughts can only bring me happiness. If ever I am sad or hurt or ill, I have forgotten what you think and put my little meaningless ideas in place of where your thoughts belong and where they are. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. The true thoughts I think with you can only bless. The true thoughts I think with you alone are true. Amen. I will not hurt myself today, for I am far beyond all pain. My Father placed me safe in heaven, watching over me, and I would not attack the Son he loves, for what God loves is also mine to love. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. I contemplate what awareness is, what I am, and I recall the movie What the Bleep, and in that movie it demonstrates what scientists have discovered, that an electron changes if we observe it, if we watch it. If we shot electrons through a template that has holes in it, say the pattern has several long vertical holes cut out of it, then the electrons pass through the template and make a mark on the wall behind. What the science shows is that if we shoot electrons at the template and watch the electrons as they pass through the template, then the pattern on the wall behind is vertical lines of spots, similar to what the template looks like. But if we don't watch the electrons being shot, the pattern on the wall behind is just a big spray of marks. There isn't a pattern. So if you watch the electron, it acts differently than if you don't watch the electron. So if we watch the electron, it acts differently than if we don't watch the electron. When we watch the electron, the infinite possibilities of what it is collapses down to a single point. And if we don't watch the electron, it remains as infinite possibilities. In contemplation, what I saw was that if I, as awareness, observe with the ego thought system whatever comes into awareness, the act of observing with the ego expectations, the ego template, this collapses the observation down to a single perceived outcome. But if I remain awareness, not observing with any thought system, what comes into awareness is a movement of possibilities. But what I saw next was that to truly be awareness without observing is to look back at the source from where the electron is being shot from. To look back at where all awareness starts from. And in that, awareness of all possibilities are perfectly known. This is the same as Christ's vision, not observing and collapsing love into a particular, but instead to look back at the source, seeing infinite love. This lesson is saying I can only be hurt by collapsing infinite love down to a particular bound thought. All I need do is turn around and look instead at the source of love, the infinite, ever-expanding love. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to stop being the observer and to instead be the awareness that I was created to be. Help me to keep my vision turned towards the Creator of all. Help me to see the infinite possibilities of love in each thought that manifests in the dream I've created. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we allow our breath to slow and the mind to quiet. We let peace fill us. We are aware of the senses and thoughts, but we are not drawn to observe them. We simply look through them to the remembrance of the peace we are, unaffected by them in any way. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the peaceful place of awareness without observing, without limits, infinitely peaceful. Namaste.